Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
As we just told you, temperatures are going to be very warm for the next few days, and they're going to start melting off some of our above-average snowpack.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, forecasted highs are in the 70s today through Saturday. We'll even be on the cusp of 80 degrees tomorrow in Salt Lake City. That will send some of that snow water down the mountains. Right now, we have almost 40% more of it than what we've been typically getting over the last 30 winters.
It's really nice to have the water we have and the ability to manage it the way we have, considering how rough it was just a couple years ago. A nice little turnaround.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank predicts every reservoir in the state to fill with this spring, with the exception of Flaming Gorge and Lake Powell. The Great Salt Lake also won't fill, but it is expected to get another much-needed boost. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Nice we have all that snow up there with the IOC in town to see it. Members of the International Olympic Committee enjoying our nice spring weather as they continue to tour Olympic venue sites. A future host commission chair told reporters he's impressed with what he's seen so far.
Not only the venues, but you have the people. Because in the end, this is what matters. Organizing the games is about having competent people, the expertise, the knowledge.
The committee will head to Park City and Soldier Hollow today.
The executive director at the UTA gave IOC members a look at our public transit system as part of their tour.
UTA plans to add another tracks line running from the airport to the university. They'll redesign the blue line so it runs from the airport to Draper, and they'll start servicing the Granary District.
By 2030, I think certainly by 2034, we're going to have another light rail line, so we'll have three light rail lines altogether. We'll have strategic double tracking, which will allow our front runner system to be 15-minute frequency. We'll have another bus rapid transit, a couple additional express buses, so we're primed and ready.
Jay Fox says the IOC members seemed impressed with how far along we are in preparations, but they did want to know how much they're planning to charge for a ride. He thinks it will be a fare-free Olympics. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Airport's going to play a big role in any upcoming games, obviously, and the latest data shows our airport has some impressive numbers. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage. Michael?
Tim, Salt Lake International's been pretty consistent for punctuality. If you're measuring arrivals, Salt Lake had an on-time rate of 83.9% at the end of December, according to Federal Bureau of Transportation. It turns out we also tied that punctuality with another Delta hub, that in Minneapolis. Passenger-wise, it was pretty busy. A little over 13 million people arrived or departed from the Salt Lake Airport throughout 2023, and nearly 333 million pounds of cargo went through there as well. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Springtime is often the season where home sales soar, but mortgage rates are climbing again. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Amanda, mortgage rates are at their highest point since Thanksgiving, at a little over 7% nationwide. CNBC's Diana Olick says this is approaching a recent high.
It had crossed over to 8% in October briefly, which was the highest in a few decades.
CNBC reports the rates have tanked new mortgage applications to just 0.1% growth from the previous week. In other words, buying has stopped, but refinancing has shot up, potentially showing that homeowners may want to do it before rates go up even more. In Utah, rates are hovering at about 6.9% for a 30-year mortgage, according to Zillow. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. We have picture-perfect weather heading into our weekend, but several states this morning are dealing with severe storms. ABC's Andrew Dimbert is in Louisiana, where a big storm came on land off the Gulf Coast.
In New Orleans, massive flooding. A month's worth of rain falling in just 7 hours, inundating streets.
Come on, Pearl.
In neighboring Texas, horses at this farm rescued from flooded barns. And today, the storms are moving into Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Another system is headed north towards Kentucky and Ohio. Parts of central Ohio are still digging out from a tornado that killed 3 people last month.
Emergency responders in Louisiana say they've carried out more than 50 rescues.
The murder of 2 men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions.
Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.